Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is planning a special meeting in January.
January 24th, we're going to have a winter policy meeting.
It'll be held at the Embassy Suites at 741 North Phillips Avenue in Oklahoma City near the OU Medical Center. OCA's Michael Kelsey tells us,
we're really excited about it. We encourage OCA members to participate. It's a one-day deal. It'll be real intense that we're going to come up, roll our sleeves, work hard for the day, and then go home and finish chores that evening.
And more details available at okcattleman.org.
To boost your farm's bottom line, start with soil health. The 21st Annual No-Till in the Plains Winter Conference returns to Salina, Kansas, January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions, double from last year, and hear from 37 top speakers on soil health. Don't miss the popular No-Till Trade Show, presented by Farmer's Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, Agro Liquid, Needham Ag, and Payseens Ranch. Register now to save off walk-in rates at notill.org.
Former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue III emerging as president. Elect Donald Trump's selection to be his Secretary of Agriculture, we think, even though the search has been focused in recent weeks on a woman or Hispanic or both, a source close to the transition team telling Philip Brasher of AgriPulse that the media reports are true that Trump had settled on Dr. Perdue, whom the president-elect interviewed at the end of November. Perdue is 70. He served two terms as Georgia governor from 2003 to 2011. He's got a degree in vet medicine from the University of Georgia. In recent years, he's been running a company with agribusiness and transportation holdings. Before his election as governor, Perdue spent 11 years in the state senate in Georgia, most of that as a Democrat. He switched parties back in 1998 to the GOP. His former campaign manager, Nick Ayers, is right now an aide to Vice President-elect Mike Pence. So that connection between Mike Pence and Sonny Perdue may be one of the reasons that he's got the inside track right now on Secretary of Agriculture. 2017 hard rated winter wheat crop seems to be in some trouble. The Kansas crop goes from 52% in good to excellent shape end of November to 44% in good to excellent shape at the end of December. Oklahoma crop even in worse shape, going from 53% in good to excellent shape end of November to 25% good. No acres called in excellent condition as of the end of December. 1/4 of the crop in good shape, 50%, half the crop in fair shape, and 1/4 of the crop in Oklahoma now rated poor to very poor, according to USDA. Funeral services for one of Oklahoma's Ag Hall of Fame members, Wayne Crable, happening this afternoon in Hydro. Crable, 85 years of age, dying at the end of 2016. Oklahoma State Legislature officially getting organized yesterday as Jackson County Farmer Mike Schultz elected officially to the pro tem position of the state Senate. He'll be president of the Senate, and House Speaker over on the House side of the Capitol is Charles McCall from Atoka. Governor Fallon says she looks forward to working with both of these outstanding leaders from rural Oklahoma. Senator Jim Inhofe and EPA Administrator nominee Scott Pruitt talked yesterday. After that meeting, Senator Inhofe said that Scott Pruitt is the ideal candidate to lead the EPA. Pruitt has seen firsthand the abuses of power at the hands of this agency and has fought back to ensure environmental quality without sacrificing jobs. Scott is an expert in constitutional law, understands the fundamental element of balance necessary between the states and the federal government. Senator Inhofe says he's looking forward to swift confirmation of Scott Pruitt to be the EPA administrator for Donald Trump. You've got farm news on Ron. 2017 has arrived, and Bell Ringer 30 coming up the 11th and 12th of January. Going to be broadcast live out of Denver by Superior Livestock on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. On Wednesday, January 11th, I feature yearling cattle. On Thursday, January 12th, weaned calves. If you want more details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Bell Ringer 30 coming the 11th and 12th of January. Don't miss it. At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.